Approval given for Nassau Coliseum lease to Las Vegas Sands. The Nassau County Legislature's Rules Committee has given the green light to a 42-year lease agreement for the Nassau Coliseum to Las Vegas Sands, LVS, which is an important step before the full county legislature's vote on August 5. Las Vegas Sands is one of 11 contenders for 3 downstate New York casino licenses to be granted next year. For its bid to proceed, local and county approvals are necessary. The committee also sanctioned a state-mandated environmental review. In 2022, Nassau County had leased the Coliseum property to LVS for 99 years. However, Hofstra University contested the lease in court, and a judge invalidated it due to the absence of an environmental impact study prior to the lease agreement. On Monday, July 22, the Rules Committee approved the lease at a meeting that saw strong opposition from residents and local neighbors, including Hofstra University. Concerns about future developments. Under the lease terms, LVS is required to keep the Nassau Coliseum operational for at least 2 years but retains control of the property for a total of 42 years. The site previously hosted the NHL's New York Islanders and currently serves as the home of the NBA's minor league Long Island Nets. Some community members argue that this arrangement would hinder future development of the site. Quote, "You already know how bad it is. Bad for people, bad for families, bad for communities, bad for small businesses, bad for our property values, and bad for our county economy. Tying up this property for 42 years means that you can't put a good project there. And that's what the operational lease is all about, 42 years of control. It's not about saving Coliseum workers' jobs. Right in the lease, it says they can close it down in 2 years. Monica Keeley, Garden City resident. Las Vegas Sands promises to protect jobs. Despite local opposition, Las Vegas Sands has promised to maintain about 400 jobs at the site, gaining support from labor unions. Hofstra University remains firmly against the project, citing concerns over its proximity to the university. Terry Coniglio, a spokeswoman for Hofstra University, highlighted risks such as gambling addiction, crime, pollution, and traffic congestion and said that the casino would pose an enormous risk to the university's 30,000 students. The proposed Sands New York is a $4 billion integrated casino resort spanning 72 acres. Alongside the casino, the project includes outdoor community spaces and 4- and 5-star hotel accommodations. Las Vegas Sands also promises a top-tier live performance venue to honor the legacy of live music at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum.